A lot of reasons. It extends the reach of all of our applications, our data, and our network enterprise services to everybody, no matter where they are. Leverages commercial technology, whether they're Windows Mobile operating system devices or Android operating system devices or the iPhone. And so what we've done in this past year, we first started with the Windows Mobile devices. We implemented the Common Access Card for security,
wow,
for authentication with the Windows Mobile devices. So you can get all your AKO mail, your calendar, your data, your contacts, your tasks off AKO.
So I'm picturing, like, how does a Common Access Card work with a phone?
Well, the same way we do it with the BlackBerry today, with Microsoft Exchange, you have a Bluetooth CAC reader.
Hmm.
The range is good for up to, I don't know, 15, 20 feet, but most people have it nearby or in their pocket. And then if you need to sign or encrypt an email or unencrypt something that somebody sent to you, it just transmits through the Bluetooth frequency from the CAC reader to your BlackBerry or your Windows Mobile device. And now we've got a prototype working with the iPhone. And we plan to have the iPhone in production for use across the Army by January.
Wow.
And then we'll follow that up in a few months later with the Android. We're working with vendors right now to get the APIs, the application program interface specs, solidified for what we need.
How difficult is this to do? We were talking to a guy who helps agencies develop websites, and their recommendation was largely, hey, before you start redesigning your homepage or something like that, think mobile, because mobile is just people, this is how they're getting information nowadays.
Right. And that's how we want them to get information. We don't want them to be tethered to their desk. We don't want them to have to carry around a heavy laptop and plug in or, you know, have an air card with them at all times. Everybody always has their phone with them. And so really your PDA becomes your link into the cloud for cloud computing. But it's not that difficult. It just hasn't been done before. So it's just a matter of time. And it's a somewhat of a paradigm shift for the security aspects,
yeah,
because a lot of our security processes have not caught up with mobile technology yet. For example, you know, as we have these devices secured with the Common Access Card, people are going to start writing applications, right? Which is great. Like on the iPhone App Store, right? They share applications, they charge money for them. Well, we want to do that within the Army. And so how do you accredit those applications so that the applications are secure? We're just starting to think about that now within the Army CIO G6 and the Network Enterprise Technology Command. So they've got to have an accreditation process for these PDA applications. So we'll, you know, we may have secure devices, but we've got to make sure the software that we put on them are secure as well.
And let's just be clear, because when you say, hold on, it connects with your Common Access Card, but that's for AKO, that's for Army Knowledge Online, that's not for all the applications. So all the applications that you might have on your iPhone, those wouldn't necessarily be connecting with your Common Access Card.
Well, I think that's the next step. So a lot of times we have single sign-on capability on AKO for applications that are behind the AKO perimeter, if you will. So you just enter your username and password, or in this case, when you have a Common Access Card, you enter your PIN. And then if you're an authenticated user for an application that is authenticated through AKO, you automatically have access, secure access, granted by your CAC. So it's once we have the CAC access with your PDA, accessing your application with your CAC and authenticating that way is fairly easy.
I wanted to have you take a step back and again, that why mobile question, because it seems like your audience in particular, your users in particular, you have a lot of these young folks who are out there and they're the ultimate of mobile. These are people who haven't seen phones with cords, for goodness sakes.
You're right. My 15-year-old daughter's never seen one of those old phones with the dial on it that you stick your finger in the ring. And
right. Click, 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 click.
That's part of our audience. But, you know, the key, again, is to extend these big applications that we're doing. And our PEO you know, we implement enterprise applications across the entire Army, it would be great to have those accessible, viewable on a smartphone. Yeah. On a PDA. And again, that's very easy to do once we secure those devices, you know, and provide secure authentication through a CAC.
And that's important because the question that I sometimes hear out there is, okay, how does this help me do my job better?
Well, it doesn't limit them to just using that application when they're at their desk or tying in on a laptop. So once we secure the iPhone with the CAC, well, the iPad is secured as well because they have the same operating system.
Right.
And so mobile computing really is computing on demand. These big enterprise systems that we develop here in PEO, EIS, ERP-type systems, and those large systems that take many years to develop, if we extend those to handhelds, then people can just be so much faster in using the systems. The data is accessed real-time. It's transmitted real-time. It facilitates knowledge transfer for knowledge management. Everything is just so much faster.
And it is the mind-blowing thing that happens when you get one of these smart devices, iPhone, Android, whatever, is all of a sudden you go, oh my goodness, this isn't just for email. This is a whole platform. This is a little small computer right there in the palm of my hands. All of a sudden, I am enabled to do all these things.
Exactly. That's your link into the cloud,
yeah.
Right? And the nice thing is, so on the Windows mobile devices that we have right now working with AKO and the Common Access Card, you can plug in a small, dumb terminal to those. So you're not restricted just to looking at the little screen on your PDA. The dumb terminal has a keyboard that you can easily type on. You know, the screen is bigger. It fits in a soldier's cargo pocket in their pants. You can plug in a thermal print stick that has 50 pages of thermal printing. You can plug in a pocket-sized projector, which is about the size of a carton of cigarettes, and you can project it on a wall and give a presentation to a small group. So basically, you can download whatever data or link to any application you need. You can print it out off your PDA. You can project it off your PDA. You can view it on a larger screen and interact with it with a keyboard that's larger than that on your PDA. We can plug in portable solar battery charges on your PDA. It's your entire office in a pocket. It's amazing.
One of the interesting challenges that I think some of these kinds of systems have is, in some ways, I think the security challenge that the mobile device have is even higher than because people just have this, well, it's naturally unsafe, and so we even have to do more, even though it's not that much more unsafe. It requires that you convince people, and there be those almost visual ways of letting folks know about the security of it.
It does, and people need to, the people in the security business certainly want to protect our networks and protect our data, and so they're working with us closely because this is a paradigm shift for them as well. It's not too far of a leap from what we've been doing, and there are tools and products out there that help us secure not only the commercial devices, so we don't have to do a custom device for the Army, but there are ways to secure the software applications that are written to. For instance, in the AKO solution with the Windows mobile devices, we're using a product called Good Mobile Messaging,
yeah,
which is essentially a container. And so all your mail and your calendar, it's inside that secure container, and that container has been approved by NSA. So,
and the other pushback that I often hear is this going to be difficult? Is it going to be very expensive? How complex was this process?
The security accreditation process and the process to get the CAC working was new. So anything new is complex,
right?
Because people are scratching their heads and we're figuring out as we're going. It took about a year for the Windows mobile devices. It was customer funded because there was a return on investment by a customer that uses AKO. And for the iPhone and Android, we're still using the Good Mobile Messaging product. So we're just learning off what we did for the Windows mobile devices. So that we've got a good learning curve. So it's a lot faster with the iPhone and the Android. Of course, they're different products with different operating systems. So, you know, there are some nuances there. But
Any lessons learned? Because a lot of folks, a lot of agencies looking at this, and they're happy that you've gone first. Any lessons that you can provide for them as they start to wade into this pool?
Well, I think the only lesson for them is they can use what we've done.
Yeah.
It's GFE. You know, we bought licenses and we own the data rights and intellectual property rights for the solution that we've done. And so they don't have to start from scratch. We're happy to share what we've done with them. I suspect there will be a groundswell of
Your phone's
demand.
Probably going to be ringing off the hook.
I know. There will be a groundswell of demand once the iPhone is working and available for production in January and then the Android in the springtime. I would say I would ask everybody to start looking at the applications piece because, you know, the devices are one thing, but the devices are only as good as the content that's running on them and the applications that are running on them. And so we've really got get our heads into the game of how do we quickly write applications, make sure the applications are secure, and then share them across the enterprise, download them, upload them into an app store, if you will. Is that a government app store? Is it a commercial app store?
Yeah.
And how do we get them to the rest of the user community worldwide? That's the next challenge.
Excellent.
So, I mean, we're digging deep into social media, and we're really trying to leverage that. We're doing some neat things for the internal audience on AKO, and most of the audience there is looking, they're creating media on things that affect their career, promotion, deployment, equal opportunity, and trauma, whether it's physical or mental trauma.
And talk a little bit about what you're doing, because I know there are a lot of interesting things going on, and in the end, this is about sharing of information, right?
Exactly. AKO currently features some traditional social media tools like instant messaging, video messaging, blogs, forums, sharing of files, personal profile pages. On the public-facing Army homepage, the Army's got links and a presence on Flickr, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and then other various blog sites, and we're linked into our public affairs officers for all those sites and all those efforts. So what we're really trying to do is enable Army members to participate in the creation of public information in order to build the community within the Army so that we have some resiliency and retention in the Army community so that we can affect change in the Army community through peer-to-peer interaction and conversation, and then so we can capture metrics. Who's using what? What's popular? How are messages getting across? Who's talking to whom? What are they talking about? So we can kind of keep our finger on the pulse of the entire Army community.
And part of the nice thing about this is you do get metrics of what people are using and not how they're using it, because there are some privacy aspects, but it gives you real data as to, you know, what's working and what's not.
Exactly. We've got two major features soon to come onto AKO. One of them is called Good to See You, and the acronym is GTSY, pronounced Gutsy. And that's really a platform that links into all the other Army sites and capabilities, where we link into retirement services, rest relaxation, comprehensive soldier fitness, suicide prevention, veterans employment, anything anybody would want to participate in a social way, they've got links into. And that's sponsored by the Army's G1, which is our personnel community.
Well.
And then the other thing that our medical community is going to brief the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army on next week is a telebehavioral health support system, where through AKO, if a soldier is feeling depressed, you know, we've got suicide issues within the Army that we're really trying hard to deal with. So we're going to make available through AKO medical counselors where soldiers can have private interactions with counselors online, just as you would if you were on the internet shopping and you had a question about a product. You could do an online chat with a customer representative. The same thing we're going to make available on AKO for counseling sessions between soldiers and private counselors.
Right, and I know one of the challenges has been some people don't feel comfortable going into a therapist's office or something like that.
Right, or their chaplain in their unit.
Yeah.
And so this is a way that they can say, hey, I've got an issue, I'm having some problems or some challenges, and they don't have to be either embarrassed within their unit or feel like they'll be, you know, denigrated in any way, and we can get them the help they need before, you know, they spiral down.
And again, part of this is driven by your audience. They're pushing you guys to do these things because this is how they do business, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. They're used to this instant live support. Again, speed of information, speed of conversation in real time. You know, so it's very exciting. It's an exciting time to be working all these efforts.